Welcome. This is an advanced drums lesson, an AMF masterclass on statting the Hoover Stab in Ableton Live 12 while keeping CPU use minimal. I'll walk you through an efficient, production-ready workflow so you can get a huge, multi-layered Hoover Stab that behaves in a mix and plays back cheaply. Lesson overview: we'll design one detailed Hoover patch in Wavedable, resample multiple variants, load those into lightweight simpler chains inside an instrument rack, and then commit the whole stack into a single low CPU sample you can reuse across the arrangement. The key ideas are: design heavy in one place, bake often, use simpler for playback, share synth effects, and freeze or flatten when finished. What you will build by the end, you'll have a 4-6 layer Hoover stack, sub, body, top tone, noise slash sizzle, and an optional stereo spread layer. A compact instrument rack or single sampled stab that's CPU friendly. Useful macro controls for filter, drive, and width for quick variation and arrangement. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare a single detailed Hoover patch 1. Create a MIDI track and load Wavedable. This is your single complex source. Only one instance will run at full synth complexity. 2. Patch suggestions for that AMF style character. Oscillator 1. Saw-like or band-limited saw. Unison 2. Detune around 10-20%. Oscillator 2. A PWM or organish waveform underneath. Slightly detuned. Filter, low pass 12 dB, cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz, resonance about 0.7 to 1.2 for byte. Amp envelope, very short attack, short medium decay, sustain around 60-80%, release 200-350 milliseconds. Add subtle FM or sync for grit, and a tiny LFO on pitch or filter for movement. 3. While designing, disable oversampling or set it to the lowest to save CPU. When you render a final high-quality variant, enable proper quality for that render only. B. Render the core stab variants for. Program a single MIDI stab note at the root key you want. For the length you'll use tight 1/8 or 1/4 notes are common. Duplicate the clip a few times to create slots for different renders. 5. Create an audio track set to input. Resampling. Solo the Wavedable track and record separate audio clips. Variant 1. Full-bodied Hoover, the main body. Variant 2, high-passed, saturated bright top, turn up the cutoff and add a saturator. Variant 3, sub-heavy low-pass and boost a lower octave via MIDI transpose. Variant 4, noise or sizzle, use a small white noise layer with a short-gated envelope. Variant 5, optional, a stereo doubled wide version. 6, render 2-3 lengths of each variant, short, medium, and long, so you can pick attack and decay across the arrangement without re-rendering. Why? The heavy Wavedable work happens once. Playback uses cheap audio clips. C. Convert rendered variants into efficient sampler 7. Create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. 8. For each layer, make one chain containing a sampler. Drag each rendered audio clip into its sampler. Subchain. Use the sub render. Sampler loop off. Transpose or octave as needed. Low pass to protect the sub. Body chain. Use the body render. Sampler with short release. Add EQ8 to shape 200-800 Hz. Top chain. Top render. Add saturator and a high shelf on EQ8 for presence. Noise chain. Sizzle render. Low level. Optionally side chain to the kick. Spread chain. Use a stereo render or duplicate body and detune slash pan for width. 9. Set each sampler to polyphony of 1. If the stab is one shot per note, single voice saving prevents CPU overload. 10. Choose one shot or classic based on whether you need retriggered tails or one shot behavior. D. Stack with instrument rack and map macros. 11. Balance relative chain volumes so the sub and body dominate, top and noise sit underneath. 12. Map macros for quick control. Macro 1. Low-pass cutoff map to EQ or simpler filters. Macro 2. Drive or saturator drive for body slash top. Macro 3. Stereo width map to utility on the spread slash noise chains. Macro 4. Output glue or a post-compress dry slash wet. 13. Use chain selector to swap pre-baked variations instead of layering everything, if you prefer alternatives without extra CPU. E. Bake the stack to a single low CPU sample. 14. Solo the instrument rack and create an audio track set to resampling. Trigger the stab across the pitch range you need. Option A. Render one root note per octave you need, which gives best quality for wide ranges. Option B. Render a single root note and transpose within sampler for small ranges. 15. Drag the resampled audio into a new sampler or sampler on a fresh instrument rack chain. This becomes your committed Hoover sample. 16. Remove the heavy Wavedable and intermediate racks. Replace them with this single simpler playback. F. Final lightweight processing and usage 17. Add minimal CPU light processing, surgical IQ 8, utility for gain and width, and glue compressor for punch. 18. Put reverb and long time-based effects on a shared return track. Send modest amounts so many stabs can share one reverb instance. 19. Freeze or flatten the final simpler track, or consolidate to audio, to eliminate plugin CPU entirely. Important parameter starting point simpler envelope, attack 03 ms, decay 150-350 ms, release 120-280 ms, saturator, soft curve, drive around 25 dB, EQ 8, high pass at 30-40 hc, cut 300-500 hcf muddy, boost 36 khc for presence, blue compressor, threshold minus 6 to minus 12 dB, ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 10-30 ms, release auto. Common mistakes: to avoid leaving multiple heavy synth instances active across the arrangement instead of resampling, putting full-size reverb on every stab chain you sends, overusing unison and oversampling in final playback, design in quality, then bake, transposing one large render beyond +/12 semitones without checking artifacts. Pro tips: resample at your project rate and export 24-bit WAV for headroom. Use the same sample across chains with tiny pitch offsets and different envelopes to simulate a tune without multiple synths. For wide stereo without many voices, render two mono variants to tune slightly and pan left and right, then bake them. Use drum rack with a single simpler if you trigger stabs, as hit cells are cheap. Save your final rack as a user preset and name resampled clips clearly for easy recall. Mini practice exercise goal: build a reusable three-layer Hoover and commit it to a single simpler. 1. New set at 48 khc. Make a wavy-tool Hoover with unison 2, detune tilde 15%. 2. Resample three variants, sub, body, top, as 1/4-note stabs. 3. Build an instrument rack with three simpler chains, polyphony 1. 4. Map macro 1 to body level, macro 2 to top drive, macro 3 to width. 5. Resample the combined rack into one stereo clip and load it into a fresh simpler. 6. Compare CPU before and after. Aim to complete in 30 to 45 minutes. Recap: design your Hoover in one heavy wavy-tool instance, render multiple useful variants, build a stacked instrument rack with lightweight simpler chains, then commit that stack to a single sampled simpler. Use shared returns for time-based effects, reduce polyphony and unison, and freeze or flatten finished tracks. This approach gives you the large, AMF-style Hoover presence in a DNB mix without a crippling CPU load. Final notes: think like a baker. Bake once, reuse many times. Keep your sub mono and centered. Trim side content below about 120-200 hc, and automate macros for movement rather than keeping many live synth instances. Save backups of your full design if you want to revisit the detailed patch later. That's the walkthrough. Now open Live 12, design your Hoover, resample, and commit your mix and CPU meter will thank you.